A Medicine Hat woman's legal struggle is being described as a travesty of justice. Judy Gayton has a brain injury and was deemed incapable of representing herself in her own medical malpractice suit. In 2014, a judge ordered a lawyer be appointed as her so-called litigation representative, but Gayton has been denied legal aid and she struggled to find legal help. Shortly before her trial was set to begin, the judge changed the order, stating she could bring a companion who could take notes or make quiet suggestions instead. Gayton ended up going to court without legal support.
I didn't even have ever imagined that the judge would actually make me do it after he said I couldn't do it and then give me 3 weeks to prepare to do it.
Gayton's medical malpractice case was dismissed by a judge yesterday. Julie McFarlane is a law professor in Windsor and runs the National Self-Represented Litigants Project.
To require somebody with the types of disabilities that Judy Gayton has to represent herself means that she's just being offered a sham for access to justice.
McFarlane believes the rules of Gayton's competency order were changed for expediency.